Good morning. Welcome to Fish Talk, a talk show about fish on the Kuskokwim. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Here to translate the show into Yupik is Mr. Peter Achek. And today on Fish Talk, we're talking about what's happening with the salmon running up the Kuskokwim. Chum and reds are coming in strong, but kings remain low. Number for kings are on par with 2013, which was the lowest king run on record. Joining me in the studio to explain what's happening is Aaron Tierden with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning.
Ken Stalnecker is also here with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Good morning.
And Mary Patola, Executive Director of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Anna Rose.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game chale so kut maskulukh de chale state Ken Stalnecker unaso akasak Mary Paltola kut hangayo kakat Kuskokwim Intertribal Fisheries Commission.
So usually we open our phone lines so that you can also join in the conversations with your questions. And unfortunately today, the effects from last week's power outage are still in effect. So we're still having some technical problems. If you could see us in the studio, we're all crowded around sharing mics, sharing headphones. But we're excited about bringing you the show. We know fish are important. We're here to talk about it. So thank you for still being with us.
What matumi what nitnawakam ta spuchi kayaga ko yung ato ya ko si tawa makanakpak ka bistiet kasi ko si ichiba ka kasut makuta agulak tasat nit makuta aksut mani im chali yuich ka tawa tapita chamstin tawa nitawa kanakpak ka mana spuchi nunit kataga put makut nakmayo ko chat mani kuskupagmi.
Okay, so now we have three species of salmon that are running up the Kuskokwim. We have the chum, we have the red, and we have the kings. And so let's talk about what we're seeing out there. Let's start with the chums and reds. How are the runs doing? Aaron Tierden, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I can take that. Thank you. Right now we're starting to see good numbers of chum and sockeye at the Bethel Test Fishery. The numbers are either at the long-term average or just above that for both those species. So numbers are looking good in regards to chum and sockeye. Chinook salmon, again, are definitely lower than we'd like to see. It's running about the same as 2013 right now, but that trend is going upwards. So, you know, it's just... we're kind of in a wait and see mode, and in the next coming days should be a telltale sign of what this run's going to do into the future.
Tell okut nakata what being eyed man in achakaluki kan nakata to good gangitun chaman achi to kachalito chayagan red salmon and pitoka chalito. Takayak fagan kaitin ko ka magut nakit may mani ya kusko fagan mayukat ing na Department of Fish and Game ang kilka piyuk air na kuwatin magut hok samat kangit nakit chalilo chajit magut asikalo ting hok may tingut mani kusko fagami chali tangis kit hok may dan schrit hoch ich das schrit mai im kommen nach gut da gam chali ma gut da jak fechalik tut mani ich das schrit mat und kus hoch pagmen chal ai pagni aguna dan im ai ai hoch chana kur 2013 mit da mani chutli da um hoch bi ai hoch ai chana den hoch bi tut da hat mai bag da gam chasi re nach tut Ich habe mich in der Loki, in der Loki, in
Okay, so Aaron, you said that the King Run right now is on par with 2013. That is the lowest King Run on record. But numbers, you said, are looking up. What does that mean, and when did they start looking up?
I guess what it means is, you know, things are, we're still waiting to get some data in to really figure out exactly what that means, but trends right now are kind of pointing upward at the moment. It's just kind of wait and see and let the fish move through the drainage, and Bethel test fish will be able to tell us in abundance, and over the next few days we'll definitely get a picture of what that's going to be.
And can so you're still waiting on data, but is there anything that you can tell right now of like what when did they start looking up and how much so?
So it was just the last few days we started to get some good catches in the test fishery of Chinook salmon. I believe it was just late last week we started to get a nice little push of fish. And what that means in the long term, I can't say right now. But again, it's just we have to wait and find out in the next few days here.
Up down my pama ilama watin kaiten kuchtama kut nakit watin im asiri kanchtet kuchanen kucha tama tum lasno it kanchtet watin kiwa ingomerinam watin iti wakpakuk kubyawasram kni im chuktagaloki im Im Asirikanera kognite lemi atulchumkhni tamakut im nakhrit talisu tagomkhuta qatukh talisu makununga qasamtxtalgan bitaqtxat mani battle test wishukani gatumtni tauna im atutukki talis makutkhornrit kingurl mai manna tukuluku ornrillu mani atukh kabut mai tamak tukan kanrutsi katu kasayuk skitsalil takayak fit utu makanrilu kimavdit kaskit kuskufakun.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission is going to be meeting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and we'll be deciding, or rather considering, will there be an opening? Will one be coming up? What would an opening look like? So Mary Patola, Executive Director of the Fisheries Commission, and Ken Stalnecker with the Fish and Wildlife Service are here. What factors are you going to be considering as you look at whether or not to have an opening?
That's a great question, Anna Rose. And in a year like this, that's not as easy to answer as it would be in what we would consider a more normal year. We're so far on the edge of what we've typically seen. So a real clear-cut prescription of what we'll be looking for is really difficult to define. But in general, we'll be looking at a couple of different factors. From a biological standpoint, we are going to continue to look at that trend that Aaron mentioned that we're seeing in the Chinook numbers from the Bethel test fishery. Are they continuing to go upward? Have they indicated maybe a leveling off or whatnot? So that'll be one factor, is what are we seeing there. And another pretty important factor is going to be the continued strength of what we're seeing here early on regarding the chum and the sockeye numbers. An important piece of information for us is the number of chum and sockeye to Chinook that we're seeing out there, because if that ratio is high, then the pressure that you put on the Chinook that are in the river become less if you provide an opening. If the ratio is lower, then obviously you're going to do harvest a few more Chinook. So that'll be another factor that we take into consideration. And maybe I'll pause there and let Peter translate that, and then I'll talk a little bit about some of the social and subsistence factors as well.
Unakukugut Kasko Community Tribal Fisheries Commissioner Chalesho Muskulukt Ilakluki Mani Kuyukchikut Watan Suguk Tawani Taku Chikut Watan Nikirut Katning Nranganaksuni Kuvias Katning Wasoka Chalesho Kapta Chanukuk Tangbatusi Tawani Up Imikirut Kakok Bivalk Pitu Chanung Chorvitusi Ikirpalk putu. That was Kiwa ingum canum Kiwa watin skuluchtum tom. Watin tauna hookapitan tauna im Kachikinakanet of Kiuska. Taugum hook im watin Makuninga Kayung touchating in the Katitasan, Tamakuning tang vatut. Chalisu makuta maikpak makut. Nutak mana unak nkhagat makut tagayak fitit ringin skatning tamana kasin kuka kayo kuyan kto kuka takan waslo kaka tamakut ayo kutsat ni tang baka halukin nutan nutan kan na yung ati ko tiki utskat nun sinun ngang naktulgan nun kubyagakan.
So if I might interject a minute, this is Mary from the Fish Commission, and you know, I'm glad that Mike Williams and Zach Brink were on the show before us, so your UPIC listening audience who listened to John Active's show have a good background from Mike and Zach about the Fish Commission and people's desire along the river to help manage. And the Fish Commission came about in 2015. Actually, it's really started in 2012, and there are commissioners from 33 communities along the river. And three in-season fish managers were chosen from the full commission, each representing one section of the river. So there's one from the upper waters, one from the middle section, and middle section goes from Tuluksac to Napaskiak, Napakiak, and then Napakiak on down has another fish commissioner, an in-season manager. Things that they have been working on so far, at the beginning of the season, the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Fish Commission came up with what we thought were reasonable numbers based on the last couple years for a goal for escapement and a goal for harvest. At that time, and we have, I want to be clear that the numbers came back so incredibly low for the run that we've had to suspend those goals. The initial goals were 110,000 kings escaping and 40,000 for subsistence harvest. And the numbers are so low, we've, and this is one of the things they're going to talk about tomorrow is, you know, have we officially dropped that escapement goal to a more realistic number of 65,000? And that was the lower bound. What Bethel Sonar has seen go by is about 30,000. So far, 30,000 Chinook. And, you know, Aaron can talk about this more, but what the sonar does is if they see 100 fish go by, they go out with, and these are just example numbers, but if the sonar saw 100 fish go by and they make a set adrift and they catch 10 fish and three are kings and four are chums and three are reds, then they say, you know, 30% were kings, 40% of that 100 were chums, and 30% were reds. So they apportion, so we don't have, you know, hard numbers of kings that have gone by, but of using math and science and best available technology, we have fairly accurate numbers, and we're looking at about 30,000 that have passed by. And so, you know, those, just to put kind of that into context, and I'll hand it over to Peter to translate.
Kaskokum Intertribal Fisheries Commission at 2012 amawatini chali su pinga yuinak kula pinga yung nunaneng taran rito tuwasoka chali su pinga yun im pinga yun kok tuwit wasoka im pinga yun ng kokonik angayok ang kututa kawag na tao siya mong kakumin ko at tao siya kutali sumani kukak-kukak pa ni mani at tao siya kutali unwani suk nun at sali tarnakakat ng tamahan tawad nilang kutu niluting sali maayak pagkukwat kahit ng kukutikiktakat ta unwa ko kuyos ko digtang katakchikat sali nim nakasritun ko kumakot sa tangwat to tangwak si kutino chalis imbuat nko ka kuyukakakas makni matmi alhakumi wat tang koryak ko tem 110,000 tagayak fit kitokchit na lo kiping ping nakakakos ko tawam ko ka taon ako kaya may pagnit kisingay sunakat at may tang hat chalis sa gani mamtres kami petrol test fishery gani mani mamtres kami im wat nuko kanakte tuk may 30,000 im tagayak fit kito sko yuklo ki may tawat na sko tama na kuko gum im tang khwarut ngokino taim qaltaima ikhluti qlut walu qamsnoluut taimai pagnitam nallut tama kunun khu unna khu quyus kunun tama kunun qannat sikut ikhtkan tunginun tama ktika yut ngutsuqut.
And so yesterday there was a meeting of the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group. And then, Ken, you're with the Fish and Wildlife Service. Yesterday you mentioned at the meeting that as the service considers these openings, there are certain things to balance. There's the escapement and looking at will escapement be met. Right now for kings, it's looking like that might not happen, with this social, cultural need to fish. And right now, while the kings are low in the water, the chums and reds are also running, and those numbers are quite high. So will you talk about how does the service, and then Mary, how does the Fish Commission work together on balancing all those needs?
Yeah, another good question that there's really not a prescription for. So we do, I mentioned earlier, some of the biological indicators that we're looking at, the health of the Chinook run, for example, the chum and sockeye to Chinook ratio. How close are we to meeting an escapement goal? And then there are other social factors. We do need to also provide for subsistence opportunities. And we take input through the public portion of the working group meeting and the comments that are made there. And all of that goes into the mix as we sit down and we try to figure this out. And one thing that did come up yesterday at the working group meeting was what I would consider a good discussion of what really does happen in a situation when that escapement goal may not be met. And so that comes into consideration in a year like this. And so we need to try to take a look at the longer series of years and try to figure out what is the implication of perhaps not meeting an escapement goal in this year. What are the implications of that over the long haul? And then again, try to balance that with what some of the social and subsistence needs are that we're seeing.
And I want to get to those escapement effects. Peter, but we first want to turn to you.
Okay. Ako ko kuta mani ko yuktol at kasko ko management group at ko yuktol ko chalisu ima watin umapta kaisin ko kuta kuyuktaqam chan tangbat to chalisu chalisu ikixtsqat ngman kuwi nanganaqsut kuwi atulqan tamakut qastamana tangtsiu watin kiwa ingumulqulluqtum watin makutkhuqa im ikixpalgata watin taqqittutkhuq watin taqututtutkhuq im qaisun amlqa amlqtalgaanin kituqchitaqkanin qawaaniqniyartulgat pitikluki tamaqtkhuqtawatin qall amlqtalgaanin khuqtawatin taqqittut im naqqanin taqut kitiqnarlkuqpittuit taqamkhuqa chali watin ikhtaqata ikhtkantan kitiksalkalhu walqa kitulgit nalluunaqaqaatat kiitiksalkata im tamaanahuq chapqnaqqittuq qall qaallun ikirtlqa walqoi kiqnitlqa makutqutallaallata watnaqangnaqsaqmanna aqchaqqaqmaani nunamtni chalistamaakuta tamaanatsaltangvattuata akkuaqoqquyurtlermkhni niitlxutukun kaskukum working group aninga maani tamaanaqchaqqaunilukku ikiirutlhkat maani nerangnaqsaramgatunngiinun chalillaam watn qanqluni chali im tamaakut naqlhitgato alhakuni tangvatunilukki mai ilakluku qaallun pilhkatnin ikiirutlukku walleqikertukunaaku.
And so fisheries biologists, managers have said that this year escapement might not be met for kings. And so what does that mean? What does that mean if for 1 year, the past 3 years, the upper end of escapement goals have been met?
I'm not sure that it's upper end of escapement goals have been met. It's been within the range, and it's a pretty big range.
Okay, so if this year, if it isn't met, what kind of consequences could that have?
Yeah, thank you. I can take that. This is Aaron Tieran with the Department of Fish and Game. It's a great question. I guess as for consequences, if you don't meet the escapement goal on one specific year, if you don't meet the goal on 1 year, it's really not going to have a big impact on the overall sustainability of the population as a whole. The problem lies where you successively fail to meet your escapement goal, meaning you do not meet that escapement goal for year after year after year. That's when you really start to have a negative impact on the sustainability of the salmon population or the Chinook population or whatever species you're enumerating. But yeah, and as far as this year goes, we won't really know whether we met or did not meet the escapement goal until after the season. The sonar project that Mary mentioned earlier is a new project. This is the first year that it is at full operation, and we're producing daily estimates of fish passage. That project is going to take some time to truly understand what it's telling us, but as of right now, it's a good project that's giving us hard numbers as opposed to a index from the Bethel test fishery to help guide, to help us have a little bit more insight when we're making management decisions or we're having discussions. But again, you know, whether we met or did not meet the goal will not really be assessed until after the season when we perform our run reconstruction and get all our escapement project data in from weirs and aerial surveys.
What napta magutuka im nakit kitun riskata wasuka nakit kitun riskatu kawat muna yalakit tawasuka sungkupichikat. Watn kiuqa watn hukt amsrit hukka wasuka tang hosrit biusrit kawat muna yak tkitn riskata im watn al watn huktagum al hakko kan chale al hakku su chale iso al hakku chal im piktakan al hakko kan pik ik 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 Gani mamdrilham kakarani umunga naqsut mung pingilkhut mat mannakhortivorliuq mayalkhakuqatulkhataam naqtutkhuqa im naqit tamalkuita kitulkhata tagumkhurtauna naqsun im qa im nalunakhuq maikhpakalkhakumi chali nalungaitatkhuq nalunneqiringaitatkhuq mannakhurtagum naqsulput maayut kaakhpaktaqkan khuqtaukum tamaakutikaayutnguchiiquta ikaayutngo ikaayutngo khokkigunanaqsuuteeta chali imikeerutqtaalhkatn khuqtamaana ikaayutnguttuqa maanikusqufum.
So Aaron, you said that if 1 year of escapement is not met, it doesn't hurt as much the sustainability of a run. It's really when it's over many, many years that impact is really seen. Will you explain how that risk is spread out over several years?
I guess, can you try to rephrase that?
Yeah, so what I'm getting at is, as I understand King Salmon, the returns from 1 year, so all the offspring are actually, they don't all come back 1 year. They come back over many years. And so how, when you combine many years of offspring together, you're going to spread out the risk from escapement of 1 year.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's another good question. Yeah, so the life history of a Chinook salmon, you know, on any given year, you're going to have fish coming back that were spawned from escapement from three or four different brood years. The majority of the run's going to be encompassed or made up of those brood years. So I guess that's where that bleeds into. If you don't meet the escapement goal on 1 year, it's just going to be, you know, one brood year that's going to be low, where if you make or exceed the goal in years surrounding that year, it can that lower production or lower number of fish can be made up with the years surrounding, because there's so many different age classes coming back.
So usually 4, 5, 6 year olds
right.
Come back, and then some of the 4 year olds from 1 year will come back, then next year they'll be fifth,
right.
5 years old, 6 years old, and so on. Peter?
Daring nakawat napsukuwat. Alakakum khatao chumi tamakuta tariakfita ikhilkata itasrita kawat mun kaitin kuktamana chalito im kaitin kuktamana ayukto im alakakuakan kukas tamakut pittot watin kiwa ingum watin kukmakutta tariakfit watin itralgita imakhpimikhu itamakhkhalutin ay pagnitam pingayon titamun wasoka tasiman tamani alhakuni witamakat tutunani tawasok tam kingwakun na tau mawatakiplutin im yuxtramusnga qipfik tutkhuqa kuigata im tamanakhuq tangwattot mai ahkunngsu chali chuqtsutumkhnun tamana tawatn qallayuqlqatpittuit chali chali alhakuta yuqsutniluki tawam tawatn ayuqtkhuq im mawat kusqufkhamni itqalqitaqut taqiyaqfi.
And I want to clarify a little more from the openings we talked about, the discussions surrounding the Fisheries Commission and then the Fish and Wildlife Service on whether or not to have an opening. And Ken, you've said multiple times, you know, there's no clear prescription. So much is taken into account. You're going to look at the up-to-date data of numbers that are coming into the Bethel test fishery of the king salmon, looking at the ratio of those kings to the reds and the chums. And then there are these social, cultural considerations as well, and you really listen to those public comments as they come in. And though there's no clear prescription, I just want people to better understand when people are in this room making decisions that affect the river, what are the considerations, if those can just be laid out a little clearer?
So if I can jump in, Ken. So this is Mary again, and we do look at the data that Fish and Game provides and the historical context of that data. And as an example, every day Fish and Game has for each species a summary page. And like for yesterday's summary page, for the data that they collected from yesterday, the Bethel test fish, their catch per unit effort was 19. But on the 26th, it was 8. So we can see that it's gone up double in 2 days, the catch rate. And one of the challenging things that is happening is this year is not like any other year. Because the river is so low and it's been so warm, a lot of fishermen believe that the fish are holding. And I really did see that with the chums that we were able to harvest on Saturday. Their flesh had become yellow, which people believe that happens when the fish have been in fresh water. Anyway, another thing that we look at is the cumulative catch per unit effort. And today it's 200, or from yesterday's data, it's 216. From 2 days ago, it was 169. So it's come up quite a bit, and that is a relief. What Ken is managing the fishery under is ANILCA. And ANILCA has protections for when the resource is very low, as it is now, the first priority goes to people who live next to the resource, so meaning people who live along the river. The other thing ANILCA does is it provides for subsistence opportunity even, you know, when numbers are low. And that was one of the big things that was discussed before the Saturday chance to fish, is reds and chums are here. We understand there is a very serious concern about the king salmon run, but people have to have relief. And the commission decided that a 12-hour chance to fish would give people, you know, a chance to put up reds and chums. Peter?
Imam, I care to get Kasayokat. What Nkoka, Amskatrato chat nakat was so Tamakutang was katrato Amskutuk. You hadn't a taku palomiki or skatting money, Kuveyul Ranun, Talismakuta, Rangnaksaram Tungin, Saltamana, Tangitot. Apkaloko Bethel test fisher gani wat akwakuk akiman chitan chitamang chitaman ng ilal 19 ang im tagayakpagin bitlo tagom kto akwak akwak tan pitas ka tawso ka chivoni ko kamatig ni ko itak ng malgunin ko kiyakan bitlo. Tamakunung hutang watu, you know, kasa magut pilket ikirut filem no. Talisuman na kuika mai achiksiktuk achiksiktuk chal kinchimaloni wa achiksulni ga makmai chali buklan galuni tawad nuk pa kata te mai pagni nakta nakat utaqatu nakhut wallaqa wi takhlutin nanatamun gani pitullut paingani mani kusqfami chali sa tawam khok im anil kramnglu apriloni watin Setor anil kaman nang uktum takutrit alakut kak mai. What nhok nakatung itunik takata. Tiboksu munkok makun rang naksat rang naktul renun tamako tiboksu workout. Chali chata sata bivakuvia velgata. Maik bakok manak tariakvim ik trakawat manayas katamana. Achak kawyakok tawam chali.
So as we enter into July, which historically has been more rain, more flies, as people are processing fish, how can they process it in those conditions?
Well, you know, for our camp, it has been, there have been a lot of challenges because fishing was Saturday, Sunday was good weather, and Monday it started raining. And you know, the skin part of the fish, the first day you do this, the skin part out, and the fish that we had cut Saturday night, they dried well. The fish that were starting to hang on Sunday did not dry well. So Monday they were out on the rack in the rain, and Tuesday my father-in-law said we need to put them in the smokehouse to try to use some of the heat from the smoke to help harden up the skins and have them dry. And we are very concerned about making sure that the slabs that we have in there and the strips aren't going to spoil. We've been doing a lot of things to try to manage flies. We keep a smoke on them even in the drying rack. We've been buying a lot of fly traps. When a fly does lay a patch of maggots, you know, we remove it, and then a lot of times we'll put rock salt in the tails where flies tend to gravitate towards. Another thing that we've seen this year, our neighbor has a canopied mesh enclosure, like something in the lower 48 you'd sit in to stay away from the flies and have a breeze go through. So people are buying those to help keep flies out, and that's something that we're going to look into. I know that it diminishes the airflow, and some people have taken to using fans to push air through. So we're trying to learn all these creative ways, and you know, I know that there were times when our ancestors had to find creative ways to process their food as well. So we're really actively trying to learn all of the tricks.
Makut
And I want to make sure I get to a question that was emailed in from a listener, and you're always welcome to do that. Just email news@kyuk.org. And the question is that she caught a king that's tagged, and she wants to know what to do with that.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, anytime any folks out on the river do catch a king with a tag, there's going to be a series of numbers on that tag, whether it's one of the colored tags that are sticking off of the fish's back, or some fish actually have what's called a radio telemetry tag, and there will be an antenna sticking out of their mouth if they do, in fact, have one of those tags. And there is a phone number that you can call that's located on that tag. And if you call, you can call either that phone number or you can call the Bethel Area Fish and Game Office. And when you talk to one of our representatives, they will take your information, phone number, where you caught that fish. Maybe if you knew the sex of that fish, size of that fish, things like that. And that information will get entered into a drawing. And I believe those drawings occur once a month, and then there's one at the end of the season for cash prizes.
What na matun email kun piung out siya, unak honiki email at kit sakwat matun kanakpakwanika, what niko kinauna akanaka kanakto im tarefong hukpit shuta im kainani nasun im kuching ksunya of kunato say to ketning kas tamakun hunaskuta kam kaisen hukpit pichikat. What an ingum erin can rutka erinum. What an hook dammy hook tagami. We tell them in the meat im numbrunk chick tawani. Tell phone number down a hook at Ruyungachi, Kayagolukuso down a phone number up cochicati. I pagnita im Akanachalus Hanang was soca. Ang uchalus kaning taon na naka na ay pagnestem nani unak tutsiu taon na naka salmani mamtrit kmiawat ni fish and game office kami tamakon ng sali kiu ng ati kasi sali watin ko nasaktit tegetut ko tawatin wat im kayaga ko si ko nasaktit tegetut al im igalok naga kan chaning time unang chik kuchi nasagat kuchi.
So we're coming to the end of our show, and we've talked a lot about the state of the salmon on the Kuskokwim. And what kind of context or perspective do you want to leave listeners with who are looking at the numbers, who are seeing these high reds and high chums, these low kings, and what's a good way to hold this all in their mind right now?
This is Ken Stallmacher with the Fish and Wildlife Service. I guess as a closing remark from me, what I would like to say, and I'm not sure if it exactly gets to your question or not, Anna Rose, but I need to express our appreciation of everybody's patience and compliance so far. This is an extraordinary year as far as, again, being kind of on the edge of what we've ever seen before, perhaps even beyond that. I think it's safe to say that neither one of us sitting here enjoys seeing this level of restriction being placed on the users. So it's incredibly challenging in a year like this, and patience, and you know the compliance is real gratifying to see. I think one thing I would say, and I know this gets a little bit beyond what we have become used to here, but there will be fishing opportunities coming. At a certain point, we will have a situation where the king salmon run is at a point where we are not concerned about the level of impact that an opening might create, and it's looking like there will be opportunity for chum and sockeye. So I guess asking for folks' continued patience, and I know that's difficult. Folks are used to harvesting now to try to finish things up by the end of June before we get into the drying or the damp period. So again, I guess work with us. Let's work together to try to find ways to be able to manage our catch in these unusual seasons. We will have some opportunities, but we really are in a time where we are concerned enough about the situation with our Chinook run and therefore the future of our Chinook, and that's what is requiring these real intense restrictions right now. So.
My comment is, this has been a very bad year, and I just keep thinking about the Yukon, and I know the Yukon had a number of very bad runs, and for about 10 years it seems like they were on conservation mode, and this year picked up for them, and it's so good on that side that families, you know, people who have families over there are sending them kings, the folks who live on the Kuskokwim, as Kuskokwim people had shared with Yukon folks during their restrictions. And like the moose moratorium, we did see numbers come back. And I just appreciate the fact that the Fish and Wildlife Service is working with the 33 tribes on the river to work toward making sure we have a run for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Yeah, I guess I don't have too much to add. I think Ken and Mary said things pretty well there, but just, I guess, from my perspective, it's like Ken said, we don't enjoy having to provide this level of restrictions for the salmon, but these are necessary for the future. We wanna try to provide these protections so we have a continued return of Chinook salmon into the future.
Ma wat naptaid aptayu kutta we talrit pan ngpakan lalrita kait ngukta mai pissi kait cham ngukan kyukchi mat manna umkpalm tu wat ingna maskulukta taun kenakan khtogatn tau mai sikhuyan iluni mai makut Spatinen chali su matum tunginun chali lgan ngman na chapkhlakan gan hormai chalak khati chiwak pak kyak pak ma kutungit nun qallasin ulkhkanun taqutinarlutin chali su ma kut naqtigatau aqchaqqaluki taqyaqfit kitukchitinarkait qawatmun aukut kingulaput naqkluki tama kut tama naqchaqqaniluni taqom khchali su wato pin qanun chal qanrut nqikllukuuk taw makut kuvinritlerputux tama ma kuvinritlerputux manna im chapkh naqquqwat nllaita taquutiaqam kuvyangat niluta paqam taman chapkh naqniluku chalilu taqong khmalik taquutsqchini tama tum quyaqapiktullai chali Tali im ikirutsi kaitsi, kori kirutsi kaikut kukkuvet kumtnun. Tal watin talis kutka kamta, watin tukannas kuta kamta, wankuta im asin ratkun khutakut tuk chale magut king ulam tagat nakhnik pigung alkai taman pit kluku akhchaka kluku mai tang khniloting chale skuya koyan khluchi makuning chale im ikayut khpchin akalkhum chale illa mai khpak khal khakumi as asito khwat naqsul ghanun naqnaqal ghanun chale lu kan kaluni so kuih pami ko kal hakuni kulni umguma masukut ko tamana magut tagayak fitungit nun kito kusting na kloki tagom ko maayh pa kal hakumi im matumi al hakumi maayh pa kwat numuma kachituki asin ronga na ting maayit kuskupak kunsal im kuih pami ko chali lating mani kuskupak mi ni takok tuyok nilo kita kaya kwan kuya naksuding talis magut Fish and Wildlife Service at ukut kuya baksukit sa mani ukut 33 tribes at mani kuigmi im chal eskatga tungit ng tama na kuya naknilo ko talingum Fish and Game Aaron watin kuya sa tu kuya yut at watin umutakamuk umuta kamukit ki magut ko ba yulakit waso kan kang nakslutung piyulakit tamana ko ka sa tatap to tagom ko pinakok ma alhakumi magut ato ik im takayak fitik ikhlo tamat mi kusfag mi itri kawat mo ni talagit tamana ko to nakaknagat si chalisu im chalis tamatum tung tau chibon kaput ko ko nakluki piyo ko nakluji.
Well, we've reached the end of our show. Thank you so much for joining us today, for listening in. Aaron Tierden with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, thank you for being here, as well as Ken Stalnecker with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Mary Petola with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission. Peter Achek, thank you for translating. We'll be back next week. You've been listening to Fish Talk. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Take care.